and also in us the fear of the blessed commandments, the trampling down all past desires, we may enter upon the spiritual manner of living, both thinking and doing such things as are pleasing to thee. Thou art the illumination of our souls and bodies, O Christ our Lord, and unto thee do we send up forth, together thy Father, who is without beginning, and that thou holy word of life-giving spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Wisdom, let us attend, let us listen to the holy gospel. Peace be unto all. The reading is from the holy gospel according to St. Matthew. Attend. At that time, Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of diseases and all kinds of sicknesses among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people, who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. Great multitudes followed him from Galilee, out in Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you, say all kinds of evil against you, falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. The setting of the worship of the church is always the Lord's Pascha. Liturgically, we are currently in the season of our ascension in the Holy Spirit, of Pentecost, which we receive at our baptism and at every Holy Eucharist, and in which we swim like fishes in the life and light of the Church, the body of Christ. This is the setting, this Paschal setting of the Church, in which I interpret our Gospels this morning. We have two Gospels that we read today. They flowed right into each other, so they sounded like one. The one gospel takes us to the vision of Ezekiel in chapter 47. This vision of Ezekiel that he sees in the Spirit. And this prophecy of Ezekiel is so striking to me in light of this morning's gospel that I put it on the back of the bulletin this morning So if you have your bulletin with you, you might turn it to the back and you can follow along through the prophecy of Ezekiel as we show how the gospel, the gospel this morning is drawing, is the fulfillment of this particular prophecy. This vision of Ezekiel is in chapter 47 of Ezekiel's book. It describes his vision, which is of a mighty river flowing from the east gate of the temple. It heals all the waters, and it makes everything to live wherever it flows. At once, we recognize this mighty river as an image of the Holy Spirit, from the Lord's own word for the Spirit, as the river of living waters. On the banks of that river, in Ezekiel's vision, stand fishermen spreading their nets. The fishermen we recognize immediately as the disciples of the Lord. Their nets we recognize as the net of the Holy Spirit that we sang about on Pentecost. Where does it go? The net of the Holy Spirit. Through the net of the Holy Spirit, they draw the whole world into their net. Through the Holy Spirit, they draw the whole world into their net. The net of the Holy Spirit then is woven, as it were, from the words of the apostles' preaching and teaching. But what is the word of the apostles' preaching and teaching? This is the point. It's not their word. It's the word that they received from the word of the Father, namely Jesus Christ. And what is that word that they received from Jesus Christ, the word of the Father? Well, St. Paul tells us. He says, I gave to you what I received, that on the night that he was betrayed, the Lord took bread and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. You see that the word of the apostles' preaching and teaching is centered, if you will, on the wordless body and blood of the Word of God given to us as our food and drink in Holy Eucharist. Trees line the banks of that mighty river in Ezekiel's vision. In this we see clearly the cross of Christ, but it says that the trees are many. And therefore I'm thinking that the trees represent the cross of every believer, united to the cross of Christ from their baptism. The leaves of these trees, it says, are ever green. Reminds one of the man in the first song. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. He will be like a tree planted by rivers of living water. His leaf shall never the leaf shall never wither. These trees are evergreen. That means that they're ever living, because it is no longer they who live, but Christ who lives in them. It says that their fruit is good for medicine. I see here the ascetic disciplines of the church, the prayer, the fasting, the almsgiving. They're described as the flowers that grow from the wood of the cross in our liturgical texts. By these ascetic disciplines of the church, as we do them, the power of the cross is made active in us. This power of the cross is what heals us of the bitterness of our sins and raises us up to live in the living waters of the Holy Spirit. The fruit of these trees, it says, is of the new crop that will never wither, never be consumed. Even as it says that this fruit is good for food or eating. Surely we see here the mystery of Christ. He is the fruit of the tree of life, who gives his body and blood to us as our food, which is ever eaten yet never consumed, as the priest says at the breaking of the host. At our baptism, the net of the holy apostles drew us into this mighty river seen by Ezekiel in this vision of the Spirit. This is the living waters of the Holy Spirit flowing through the centuries like a mighty artesian stream, flowing out into all the world from the east gate of the temple, from the womb of the Blessed Virgin, the temple of God. In the mystery of Christ's risen and glorified body that was crucified, dead, and buried. In the baptismal font, we were let down into that living stream, and we were made to live. Caught up in the net of the Holy Spirit, we were raised up into the body of Christ, wrapped around us as our garment, and we were led on a mystical ascent to the summit of the mountain, the Amvon, and we receive the Heavenly Spirit in the body and blood of Christ, given us as our immortal food and drink. The other gospel that we read this morning is of the Beatitudes given by the Lord to those who followed him in his ascent up the mountain. This particular gospel takes us to Mount Sinai, when the Lord gave his law to Israel through his prophet Moses. In this, we are given to understand that the law of Moses has been put to death. It was put to death in the death of Christ, the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world. There is now a new law, a new covenant, sealed not by the blood of bulls and goats, but by the blood of God. Obedient to the new law, we are led into the deep that is beyond all things, the deep of our heart, the deep of our inner man, all the way down to its root, where it opens unto God, down to the division of soul and spirit, as St. Paul says, down into the thoughts and the intentions of our heart, so that we are cleansed at our root. The stony heart, or the dead heart, that the prophets speak about repeatedly, is created anew and made into a heart of flesh, a living heart. From our Gospels this morning, we are given to understand that the church, the body of Christ, is the mystery of creation that has been healed of death, such that we call the world in the church the new creation. Having descended into the font, we have been raised in the apostles' nets, the word of God, woven of the Holy Spirit. If we died in our baptism in the likeness of Christ's death, we died to the world, and we were raised up in the church into this new creation. For if we died to the world, we died to the death that is active in the world because of disobedience. If we died in the death of Christ, we were raised up, if you will, to a new kind of death. A death that is the death of death. The death that is the consequence of obedience rather than disobedience. That's why it's the death of death. And that's why this death of Christ is the healing of the world and of our soul and the beginning of our ascent to heaven in the eternal life in the glory of the Holy Spirit. If we were buried with Christ in the baptismal font, then the tomb of our heart became the empty tomb, where the soul that was buried there as a spiritual corpse through the mysteries of baptism and Holy Eucharist has become one with the body of Christ. And united to Christ, our soul simply is not among the dead anymore. The tomb of our heart has been transfigured into a bridal chamber. For in our heart we have become one with the Lord Jesus Christ, who, not as a ghost, but in his very body that was crucified, dead, and buried, is risen from the dead. The Lord Jesus Christ is the great fisherman, but by the self-emptying of his incarnation and his descent into the waters of death, Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior, is also the great fish. Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior, in the Greek, that is an acrostic, which spells the word fish. The great fisherman, the Lord, is in heaven. But as the great fish, the Lord is in the depths of the sea of this life. He's in hell. The net he gives to his disciples for catching us. We are the fish swimming in the waters of death. The net that he gives to his disciples for catching us is the net of his Holy Spirit, embodied, as it were, in the apostles' preaching and in the sacramental mysteries of the church. The bait to draw us into the net is the great fish himself, who would give himself to us in his church's Holy Eucharist as our food and drink. When we swim into the net and eat that bait, we receive the heavenly spirit. Our eyes are open to behold the true light, for we now swim or live not in the sea of death, but if you will, we now swim in the death of Christ, which is the death of death, the illumination of darkness. And so we swim in the light of God. And so we swim in the life of God, which is the life of men. The Pascha of the Lord is exodus from death to life in the glory, the Holy Spirit of his ascension. This has become, to those who are baptized, the new principle of their life, here and now. The death of the Lord is the death that is now active in us, not the death of the world. Living in this death of the Lord, this new kind of death, we live in his resurrection. And our life in this world is transfigured into an inner exodus, an ascent to heaven in the glory of his Holy Spirit. This descending movement into the death of Christ in the tomb of our heart, now transfigured into a bridal chamber where our ascending movement to heaven begins. This is what I see as the mystery of faith. That is, faith I see as the movement of the heart in love towards the God who first loved us. This faith is expressed in obedience to the Lord's command. Centered on this, if you would be my disciples, deny yourselves, take up your cross, and follow me. Lose your life for my sake and the gospel's. In other words, lose your life for the sake of the love of God, in the life of God, in the resurrection of God. As this inner movement of faith becomes the new principle of our life in this world, expressed in our pursuit to understand and to do the commandments of Christ, that is when we begin to draw near in the fear of God, in faith and love, into the net of the Lord's holy apostles, in the deep of our heart where we are sick unto death. As we eat and drink the bait in that net, the very body and blood of Christ himself, given to us as dogmatic teaching, as holy commandments, and above all as our food and drink, we receive the healing of the Lord's cross. We come to life. We become one with Christ. Our life in this world is transfigured into an ascent to heaven. And finally, our death, our act, what we understand as death, what we experience as death, is transfigured into the gate of heaven, through which we enter into the joy and love of God forever. Amen. Most holy Theotokos, save us. Glory to Jesus Christ. Amen.